AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Authorities are trying to determine a motive for an ex-convict's rampage that left one person dead and five others wounded in suburban Phoenix.
There was some type of altercation or at least an argument at the very first incident, and that's at the motel. Everything else seemed to be random at that point. We believe his motive at the other locations was robbery and carjackings and just trying to get away.
Mesa police spokesman Esteban Flores. The rampage included a motel shooting, a carjacking, and a home invasion, ended with the suspect's arrest Wednesday at an apartment. A 34-year-old woman is accused of stabbing a pregnant woman in the stomach and removing her baby while the expectant mother visited her home to buy baby clothes advertised on Craigslist. It happened in Longmont, Colorado. Police Commander Jeff Sader tells KMGH-TV that he's proud of the officer who found the victim.
The officer did an incredible job today. He got here with limited information, heard her calling for help, and he went in and found her and got her out of the house.
Her baby did not survive. A new poll finds that most Americans, 53%, are totally unaware of the Supreme Court case that could unravel President Obama's health care law. When the potential fallout is explained, though, 62% say it would hurt the country. Taking credit for a revved-up economy, President Obama criticized the House Republican spending plan.
Reality has rendered its judgment. Trickle-down economics does not work, and middle-class economics does. And that's what we should keep in mind when we think about what's going to take us forward.
He was speaking to the City Club of Cleveland. Real estate mogul and reality TV star Donald Trump is heading to New Hampshire today, again flirting with the idea of a presidential run. This is AP Radio News. Pennsylvania State University's president says some students could be expelled over the Facebook posting of photos of nude and partly nude women by the now-suspended Kappa Delta Rho fraternity. More than two dozen cases of tuberculosis have been detected at an eastern Kansas high school after widespread screening. It concerns this dad.
I've never considered it being an issue or, you know, something that would happen to my kids, you know, or even here in the school district. Like I said, something that's one of those things that's out of sight, out of mind.
Sound courtesy KCTV 5. More than 300 Olathe Northwest High students and staff members were tested after coming into contact with an infected student. Actress Paula Patton has been granted a divorce in Los Angeles from Blurred Line singer Robin Thicke. Patton was the inspiration behind much of Thicke's music and appeared in some of his videos. They separated last year after 9 years of marriage. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.